This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Bank of America reported this morning that profits fell 43% last quarter, with its mortgage business down and its costs of fending off lawsuits and fines going up. Profits work out to 19 cents a share this time around, well below expectations. A year earlier, it was 32 cents a share. Bank of America's stock is down 1% in pre-market trading at the moment. Sally Herships reports on what banks are coping with this profit reporting season.
Citibank just agreed to a $7 billion settlement with the Justice Department. So how are the big banks doing with their earnings? Paul Miller is managing director of FBR Capital Markets.
You saw J.P. Morgan blow numbers away. Citi beat numbers. Wells Fargo didn't beat numbers, but still put up some decent numbers.
Then there's Bank of America, which Miller estimates could end up shelling out over $10 billion for its role in the financial crisis. Jim Sinegold is an equity analyst with Morningstar.
As the most troubled bank, Bank of America will have to pay an enormous amount to the Department of Justice.
Sinegold says we've seen legal expenses going up at all the banks. He says J.P. Morgan just paid $500 million in legal fees.
That really eats into your earnings power, and I don't think that's something that's going to go away anytime soon.
So Sinegold says at the same time, banks have been trying to cut costs with strategies like layoffs. But he says as long as the stock market keeps doing well, banks can manage more money and charge more fees. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.